Ali Akbar, the brave son of Imam Hussein.
In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most kind.
When all his companions were martyred, Hussein now turned and saw that the only ones that were left were the ones closest of all.
His Ahlul Bayt condoled one another.
This brother comforted the other brother.
Already they had witnessed more pain than anyone had ever seen before. Hussein glanced at Abbas, and I'm sure
Abbas stood ready to serve the cause, stood ready to do even more.
But his time would come when he would fall, trying to get water for the thirsty daughter.
Now was the moment for Ali ibn al-Akbar to be slaughtered.
Ali ibn al-Husayn, more handsome than all the rest.
A young man that could withstand every test, outstanding morals and ability to serve the religion and a human free.
This beautiful son Hussein asks his father for permission to go.
Don't hasten, my son, be slow. I wish to look upon your face one last time, for your face is a splitting image of the Prophet of God. When we look at you, we remember my grandfather Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi.
I wish to look upon your face one last time, for your face is a splitting image of the Prophet of God. When we look at you, we remember my grandfather Muhammad. For whenever the Ahlul Bayt missed the Prophet, they would gaze upon this youthful star and wonder if the Prophet was truly far. For he not only looked like the final messenger, but his ethics, his speech, and his every move was an action to prove this truly was the Prophet's line, and now the enemies had cut down the divine.
The women folk of the camp broke into tears. Have mercy on our being strangers in this land. We cannot bear your separation. But Ali Akbar had understood that he had to do all that he could. The enemies were determined to spill Hussein's pure blood, and Ali Akbar was determined to cut them down where they stood.
When Imam Hussein alayhi salam gave him permission, Ali Akbar fully endorsed his mission. Drawing his sword, he entered the battlefield, brave, and cut down his enemies wave after wave. Hussein.
When Imam Hussein finally gave him permission, Ali Akbar fully endorsed his mission. Drawing his sword, he entered the battlefield brave and cut down his enemies wave after wave. Hussein, helpless, looked on and said, O Allah, bear witness.
O Allah, bear witness that they are eager to shed the blood of the youth who in your Prophet's stead resembles him most in physique, manners, and speech.
Hussein, helpless, looked on and said, O Allah, bear witness that they are eager to shed the blood of the youth who
in your Prophet's stead resembles him most in physique, manners, and speech.
So, O Allah, make your curse stick to them like a leech, for we have been betrayed, hunted, and attacked by those who know that we are in fact the descendants of Rasulullah upon this earth, being murdered and massacred upon this dry earth. Imam Hussein alayhi salam then recited these holy verses.
Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuha wa ala Ibrahim wa ala Imran ala al-alamin.
Dhurriyatan ba'daha min ba'd. Wallahu sami'un alim.
Surely Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the descendants of Ibrahim and the descendants of Imran above the nations.
Descendants one of the other, and Allah is hearing, knowing.
This son of prophethood, this piece of the Prophet's lineage, fought like a winged angel on the battlefield, sending a number of the enemies to hell. Whenever a group of fighters met him, he would fight them back, all of them. And whenever a brave man faced him, he would kill him.
It is reported that this brave son of Hussein killed a total of 120 of Yazid's men, fighting with a vengeful fury under the blazing sun. After this, thirst had struck his parched lips, he returned to his father.
Ali Akbar appealed, "O dear father, I'm enduring for your cause, neither hearing cheers or applause. Purely for Allah's sake, I'm a servant of yours. They are hitting me from every place with spear, sword, and iron mace. But I can take it all and all of them. I can disperse, O my father. The thing that has almost killed me is this thirst."
Hussein wept and replied, "O my son, how shall I give you water?
O my son, how shall I give you water? The enemies are determined to kill me without a drop. And until the deed is done, they will never stop."
The enemies are determined to kill me without a drop. And until the deed is done, they will never stop. Then think too of your sister, my daughter, for she too is deprived of water.
Then think too of your sister, my daughter, for she too is deprived of water.
Oh, my son, how quickly shall you meet your grandfather, who will give you a drink after which you shall never suffer of thirst. Ali Akbar listened carefully to his father's voice.
And upon receiving this news, the young man rejoiced. Every step of life is, between good and evil, a choice. And Ali Akbar was nearing now the fountain of Kawthar, the fountain of paradise.
And reminiscent of his grandfather, Ali Akbar fought even harder. He met the enemies face to face, and every time they would race to him, he would end the chase, striking them down like a wounded lion, until it said 200 of the cursed ones were lying dead.
But thirst now had now parched this young man's throat, and so he let out his final quote. "Peace be upon you from me, Ya Aba Abdullah."
As-salamu alayka, Ya Aba Abdullah.
As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifinaik. Alaykum minni jami'an salamu Allah abada. Ma baqitu wa baqiya al-laylu wal-nahar.
I leave now, but I inform you first. My grandfather has given me a drink with his own cup and quenched my thirst.
After which I shall never suffer any thirst. And he says that there is another one reserved just for you.
Ali Akbar's voice began to crack.
Ali Akbar's voice began to crack. With a lance, a fiend stabbed him in the back. He fell forwards, grasping the neck of the horse, and this noble steed took its course
into the sea of soldiers who, like wild dogs, pounced with their sharpened spears and swords, cutting the blessed body of Ali Akbar to pieces.
When the body was brought before Al-Hussein, he placed his cheek on Ali Akbar's cheek, full of pain. Said Hussein, "There is no good in life after you. How dare they defy the most merciful one, and how dare they violate the sanctity of his messenger? Hard it is upon your grandfather and father that they cannot respond to you when you call upon them, and that they cannot help you when you ask for their help." Zainab came out of the tent and threw herself on his body.
Zainab came out of the tent and threw herself on his body. Then Hussein took a handful of his pure blood and threw it towards the sky, and not a drop of it fell.
As-salamu alayka wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifana'ik. عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار
عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت فنفناك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله.